first, an update on DACA. That's the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program created by President Obama to provide legal status to undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. But now their fate is up in the air. President Trump has pledged to end the DACA program, and he suggested that any deal in Congress to keep it going has to include money to expand the border wall with Mexico. There's talk of a deal in the works, but nothing's been finalized yet. Christian Ramirez grew up in the shadow of the wall between Tijuana and San Diego, where he lives today. This week, he's in Washington, lobbying for an immediate solution to the DACA crisis. I asked him how hopeful he was.
Well, it's been a roller coaster of emotions, frankly, in this past week. It started with a very difficult Monday in which it appeared that legislative solutions were at a standstill and there was no hope in sight to move those along. And then meeting at the White House with a delegation of both Democrats and Republicans from both chambers, in which President Trump opened the door for the possibility of a solution to the crisis that he created back in September. So certainly today, there's a whole lot of optimism. It's cautious optimism. We still have a long road ahead of us, but we want to make sure that we don't leave Washington, D.C. this month without a solution.
But Donald Trump has also attached conditions to some kind of iteration of an act for Dreamers. I mean, what conditions for you would be unacceptable? Do you have red lines?
We do. We want to make sure that Dreamers are not used as bargaining chips to pass anti-immigrant policies that will deport the parents of immigrant youth. We don't want to see the additional deployment of Border Patrol agents into our communities. So we are making a very clear demand that the solution on Dreamers has to be a solution for them and them alone. There is a need to have a conversation. Obviously, there is a tremendous need to have a conversation about fixing the immigration system that we have in this country, making it more humane. We certainly need to get there, but the number one priority today is fixing the DREAM Act. So some of the unreasonable conditions that President Trump and other members of his party have brought forward, to us, is Washington speak for lack of action.
What are some of those unreasonable conditions for you?
Well, for instance, some Republicans have said that the only way to allow undocumented immigrant youth to remain in this country is to deport their parents, to not allow other family members to reunite in the United States, to, in essence, ban family unity. Some folks have said that the only way to move forward with a solution around the DREAM Act is to build a wall from sea to shining sea along the southern border of the United States.
Yeah, speaking of that wall, you're a U.S. citizen, but originally from Tijuana, and there's already a physical barrier there. It's a wall, and it's high, like nearly 50 feet high in some places. What was it like for you growing up in the shadow of that wall?
That's right. We have not only one wall in my community in San Diego, the San Diego-Tijuana border region, but we have up to three walls there. And growing up in the shadow of the wall meant that I, although I'm a U.S. citizen, have to carry documents with me since I can remember. If I wanted to go to play soccer at the local park, I had to be mindful that I have to have my green card or my documents with me to prove that I was a U.S. citizen. And now as an adult, as a father, my child has to endure living through the indignities of having to prove his citizenship in the United States based on his last name and based on the color of his skin. If I want to take my child to go to nearby Orange County where Disneyland is, you know, the happiest place on earth, I have to be mindful that we are going to go to a checkpoint, a Border Patrol checkpoint, and I have to prove my legal status and my child's legal status. If I want to take my kid to visit his grandparents in a neighboring county, also in the United States, in Imperial County, I have to also go through a checkpoint. And in order to visit my in-laws and have my child visit his grandparents, we have to carry our papers. This has been the norm for generations along the southern border.
But you're a U.S. citizen, right?
Absolutely. We're all U.S. citizens. I'm a fifth-generation border resident. We are all U.S. citizens, and every single member of my family, everyone who I know, all of my colleagues have had to endure the indignity of having to be searched, having to go through our personal belongings, and having to prove to U.S. federal officials who we are, despite the fact that we're not entering or leaving the country. We're simply going from one community to the next.
So just clarify something for me. Where are the Border Patrol checkpoints when you're going from San Diego up to Orange County?
Or it's are you right talking about county line? Right at the county line between San Diego and Orange County, there's a checkpoint, and we have to stop.
Wow.
Agents ask us for our documents. We have to present our documents. It has happened here for generations, and frankly, we're sick and tired of it. And I want to see give our children, the next generation, an opportunity to live in our communities with peace, with dignity, and without having to endure this kind of treatment by our own government.
Donald Trump recently said that maybe what we need is a small wall. What's your reaction to that?
You know, we can't have policy just based on rhetoric. We can't one day say we need a wall from sea to shining sea, and then the next day say, well, all we need is 7 miles of wall, and then today, you know, a small wall. Policy can't be driven by rhetoric. Certainly there are some security concerns along the southern border, and we as border residents are the number one folks who are interested in making sure that our communities are safe, that we feel protected. So those are the kinds of things that we have been working with members of Congress here to make sure that we have an approach that is reasonable, that is measured, and it's not just based on rhetoric like the president has unfortunately led and other members of his party, but it's based on data and analysis. And that's what we hope to get to that finish line with common sense border policy that acknowledges the complexities of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Christian Ramirez is an activist with the Southern Border Communities Coalition. He's been in Washington, D.C. this week lobbying for the Dreamers. Christian, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.